Art of Work, Section 29. Life is sweet, and it is a pleasure to see the light of day. No matter how many days a person may live, each one should be fully enjoyed, for darker days, days of futility, will come. So be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the desires of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but do not forget that God will call you to account for how you live. Banish anxiety from your mind and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor quickly pass away. Kohelet is not an advocate of the meticulously planned out life. Instead, he instructs us to live a fully engaged life. He has already told us that we should put ourselves into whatever our hand finds to do. We can spend far too many of our precious days searching for this one calling, this destiny, this life's passion, instead of putting ourselves fully into everything that comes our way. In this section, he tells young people to follow the desires of their hearts and whatever their eyes see. He knows there's this wonderful sense of discovery and joy when we follow a path and see what lies around the next corner. Kohelet's advice is quite different from what we tell our young people today. We want them to carefully plan out the future. We want them to be sure they don't squander their youth, but instead invest their time in pursuits that will get them ready for a career and their adult life. We put pressure on them to make sure they use their time wisely and take things seriously. Our version of wisdom is to remind them that life is short, so the sooner you complete your education, start a career, and settle down, the more time you will have to work out your overall life plan. Once again, we buy into the idea that life is about the future and not the present. Kohelet is not telling younger people to act like fools. He never suggests that they should throw their lives away pursuing pleasure. Very early on, he noted that this is a waste of your days and a futile way to live. Even here, he will remind the youth that God does eventually call us all to account for how we live. But how we live does not need to be under a continual cloud of expectations imposed on us by others. We are free to follow our desires and what we are enjoying today without just sticking to some long-term plan for where it may take us at some point down the line. In fact, I've observed that those who try out more avenues in life seem to be more content with what they eventually choose to focus on. Perhaps this is because they learned earlier on that joy is found within our work, not as a result of a career path. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes, artofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.